for CTKers, it's not a news that I'm on a personal journey in the book of Acts. And we now doing it on Sunday morning. We started it on Wednesday nights because I needed to be able to have a platform for us at CTK to hear that. And then, of course, it goes beyond here to out there for the church in North America. We switched it to Sunday morning because it just seemed like it was that important. And so there are going to be times I'm going to do things from the book of Acts on Wednesdays too, because this is just a journey I'm in, and it's not a perfect journey in terms of you're just going from verse to verse to verse to verse. There's just things that I'm seeing. And one of the things that's really struck me that I will communicate a lot as we go through the book of Acts is I'm discovering, and I don't like to use the word key because that sounds like a formula. In Acts chapter 2, when Peter stands up to preach and he quotes from Joel chapter 2, and Joel speaks of the great and glorious day of the Lord, the King James uses the term the great and terrible day of the Lord. I think either one of those are good. The word the great and glorious day, or the word glorious can also be the word like frightening to the enemy. And so, and that day that he's talking about is often in Scripture when there's referencing a day, it's not just a 24-hour thing. It's something that's happening in a particular time frame. And the great and glorious day of the Lord is the finished work of Christ culminated in the ascension. So the death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus. And if you go back and if you look in Joel chapter 2, it talks about that. It talks about it was after the great and terrible day of the Lord that God poured out His Spirit. Jesus poured out the Holy Spirit on all flesh. And because in the ascension, what happened in the ascension is that it's not just that Jesus went to sit at the right hand of the Father. He was enthroned. And so let me just read these verses to you. And this is really, so again, so I don't like the word key, but I've been asking, Lord, give me the key. Sometimes I pray for people, Lord, give me the keys to their heart to know how to minister to them. So I've asked the Lord, give me the keys to the book of Acts to understand their thinking and to understand how they postured themselves in terms of their faith and their obedience and how they believed that God was postured towards them and their understanding of God's goodness and God's bigness and His faithfulness. And so it says this in verse 32 of Acts 2. This Jesus God raised up again, to which we were all witnesses. Therefore, having been exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father, now he was exalted to the right hand of God, and he received at that point from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured forth both this which you both see and hear. For it was not David who ascended into heaven, but David himself prophesied this. The Lord said, this is the Father said to the Jesus, the Lord said to my Lord, the Father to the Son, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. So in the ascension of Christ, he was installed. It was an installation service. He was installed and declared as Christ and as Lord, as King of the world. And when you read in Joel, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit corresponds to the place in Ezekiel 37. So hang in there with me about this. Ezekiel 37 talks about dry bones and these dry bones in this valley coming together and then skin being grown on them. And then the Lord speaks to the prophet and says, command the breath of God to then fill and make this come alive. And it'll be an exceedingly great army. That's Pentecost. That's the New Testament church. An exceedingly great army. a supernatural great army. He's poured out His Spirit on all flesh. So you're not just flesh. This is an encouragement, practical encouragement. Whatever it is you're trying to deal with today, if you're just dealing with it from your flesh, then there's no liberty, there's no freedom in it. You're getting aggravated or frustrated or worried or anxious. That's not who Jesus is. And you've been joined to that. You've been joined to Him. So we get to see things. We get to think things. We get to respond to things, to life from Him. You're a supernatural being because you're connected to Him and who He is. But we're more than that. We're a collective supernatural army. And so when I think about that old hymn, the soldiers of the cross, stand up for Jesus, you soldiers of the cross, we really are. Because what He says here that's remarkable to me, and this is really an understanding of how the Christians in the early church, how the Christians in the book of Acts, why they were so aggressive. When you read through this book, there's this constant stories about people getting healed, demonic things being removed from folks, situations and circumstances being changed, lives being transformed, is because they believed they were to participate in this process. It says, the Father said to Jesus, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. If you remember in the book of Acts, where it starts, the first account I composed, Theophilus, about all that Jesus began to do and teach. He's talking about the Gospel of Luke. But the book of Acts is the story of what Jesus has begun to do and teach, but through His new body, which is His army, which is you and me. His assignment hasn't changed. And the Lord said that sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. And that's what we're doing. That's what we're called to do. It says in Acts chapter 38, verse 10, that He filled with the Holy Spirit. He, the man Jesus, God doesn't need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. He, filled with the Holy Spirit, went about doing good and healing all those who are oppressed by the devil. Now, is oppression just about physical sickness? No. So healing isn't just about that either. Jesus, it says about Jesus, He came to save us from our sins. He came to save us from the oppression of the enemy. That could be physical sickness. It could also be mental illness, or depression, or anger, or fear. It's about broken humanity, living under the oppression of the enemy. And so Jesus continues to do that through us now. The Holy Spirit has filled us with the very life of Christ, and that He is now King of the world, Lord of the world, and we are His great and mighty army, going out proclaiming that this is no longer the day of the enemy. It's His terrible day. It's the glorious day of the Lord. And we're here to set you free from the oppression of the enemy. And we supernaturally can do that. It's not just about having a conversation with somebody. You and I are supernatural soldiers with a supernatural capacity to carry out the assignment of the enemy's being made a footstool for His feet. That's the book of Acts. Now that's, they walked in their own personal Christ-likeness and their own personal freedom, but in terms of their assignment, that was their assignment. And you see it lived out on every page. That's our assignment. That therefore is bigger than any other assignment that you have. Like in terms of what you do in the secular world, what do you do with this, your number one assignment on this earth. Not your calling. Your number one calling is to be Christ-like, but your number one assignment is to take that Christ-likeness into the world as a supernatural person and heal people who are oppressed by the devil. And the book of Acts gives us image after image of what that looks like. See, they understood that. And you can just see it played out. You know, that's why the church is always referred to Christians in heaven as the church triumphant. But the church on earth is the Christians on earth is the church militant. And our role is to push back the gates of hell. One person at a time. And you're not doing it by your wit or by your energy or your passion. It's you carry the supernatural ability of Christ to do everything. What he did in the Gospels, we get to do now. Because he's the same Jesus. He showed them what it looks like. And now we get to walk that out. I just think that's really cool. That this whole thing about he's made Lord and Christ sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Well, that's the job. That's the process. That's what's going on right now. That we now participate in. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.